What would animals say if they could speak to us? We know they have personalities of their own. What would language add to the mix? It's an idea that has special appeal to the young, and children's literature is filled with talking creatures. Lisa Bogus, who teaches theater at La Pietra, has taken that notion at the heart of a new fantasy play to be performed by her students called Born to be Wild. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Chris.
Kids are extremely open to the idea of animals having varied personalities, and talking just seems like a pretty natural progression, doesn't it?
Absolutely. They're excited about this show, this opportunity to share our issues, our social dilemmas from the perspective of different animals. Six scenes with six different families of animals, the family of bats and deer and farm animals who sneak into Farmer Joe's house to find out what's really going on with the humans.
And if you take issues away from their human context, put them in a bat suit,
yeah,
there's still those issues, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was talking to you earlier about the family of bats who have a mother and father who are worried sick because their teenage daughter has been out during the daylight hours.
Yeah.
And so they're pacing back and forth, worrying, where has she been, who's she hanging out with? And it turns out that the daughter bat's been fraternizing with humans, which horrifies the mother and father. When the mother finds out that a human has touched her, she says, "Oh, no, now we'll have to get her tested for rabies." And the daughter says, "Mom, that's just an urban legend. Not all humans have rabies." And the mother's, can't conceive of that and says, "Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'm sure that all humans have rabies." Kind of what you were mentioning mirrors our fear of bats. The bats are feeling for us in this production.
Exactly. And it's easier to feel for animals if we invest them with human emotions, but they probably have a lot of those human emotions.
Oh, absolutely. A herd of sheep are going to have the mischievous one and the shy one and the stubborn one.
Mm-hmm. For kids playing these parts and sort of getting into that person, what's it been like sort of, coaching your students to be bats and what have you got, a flamingo, a deer?
Yeah, they embrace it. Children are ready to embrace the personalities of animals. No one gets down on the floor and gets to know the puppies like the kids do.
Yeah.
The scene with the flamingos, one of them is very bold and adventurous and wants to try new things. The other one is afraid of the social stigma. He says, "Don't, Barbara, don't do it. Just stand here on one leg. It's what we're supposed to do." And Barbara doesn't want to. She wants to strut. She wants to be different. And so, the animals are experiencing differences and frustrations with social norms, peer pressure, minorities seeking revenge, all of the same issues that we're experiencing, the animals are, and the students at La Pietra, that's no barrier for them.
Sure.
They embrace that.
Well, what ages are your kids?
There are 17 actors in the show. 8 of them are middle schoolers, 6th through 8th graders, and the others are high schoolers. It's a wonderful blend.
And a pretty wide range of development, of growth.
Absolutely.
Into understanding these kinds of issues.
We have Lonnie Hooley Gilbert, who's a seasoned actor and a 6th grader. Also, Shansley Glenn, a 6th grader, and everything in between. And they are teaching each other, guiding, learning from one another. It's a really well-rounded blend.
How much of being a director is doing that? Is not so much you're providing guidance as getting them to guide one another?
If you do it right, that's 90% of it.
Really?
Creating the environment and letting them teach each other and creating a framework where they do learn from one another and become something greater than any one could be, on their own.
That's not a perspective that's universal among directors, am I right? I mean, some directors go so far as wanting to provide line readings and things like that. You're obviously not that kind of director, yeah?
No, I think that that's very limiting. That's only the capacity. You only get the greatness of the director, and I want greatness beyond me. I want the greatness of these 17 people and me can create. And I won't be limited by being a dictator, you know. Go on.
No, I'm just sort of picturing if you're working with one of your young actors to be a spider or a bat,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and run their lines and sort of you want them to arrive at comfort with the inflection that they're using, that kind of thing. But how do you get to that point with them?
Mm-hmm.
Just running the lines and talking it over?
Well, you know, running the lines and learning the lines gives them that once they know the lines, they don't have to worry about knowing the lines. So mm-hmm, that's obviously the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we think... try them, trade roles, try them from a different perspective, think about situations that you know, enhance that. There's a scene, the last scene of the show is the deer scene.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three scenes, and La Pietra is an all-girls school, but the girls are playing the parts of mothers and fathers and big brothers and little brothers, and they are, you know, they have no problem with that. They jump at the opportunity to play all kinds of diversity. So in this scene, the two older teenage brothers are goading the little brother to run across the highway. He needs to do it to prove himself, to be a man, to show that he's as macho as the older brothers. The younger brother doesn't want to. He's like, isn't that extremely dangerous? And they're like, yeah, but you got to do it. And so this middle schooler is playing the younger brother who doesn't want to run across the road. Nicky
right.
Young is the plays the part of the younger brother. And the older brother say, you got to do it. You got to be a man. And so and Nicky, being a middle school girl, hasn't really experienced that. So we talked about, oh, think about the football team. You know, and we all, when the testosterone is high.
Yeah.
And how do you get so pumped up that you do something stupid? And so that's a little bit outside of the box for a lot of La Pietra girls. But we got there. You know, we talked it up and we pumped ourselves up until she could achieve that sense of, I can just on a dare get so pumped up that I run across a highway. And she does, and she stalls out in the middle of it. But anyway, it is a comedy. It does have a happy ending.
Well, good. It sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me here, Chris.
La Pietra drama director Lisa Bogus is staging the fantasy play Born to be Wild by Brian Starchman. That's April 21st at 6:30 and April 22nd at the same time inside the La Pietra gym. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.